You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Let me turn your mic on. Kia ora, Lady Shaka.
Malo, Susie. Kia ora, how are you?
I'm doing good, darling. Bula vinaka, my sister.
Malewa vinaka vakalevu.
Thank God you're here, bitch. Honestly, it's been a long time since... Shaka's been doing... You know, Lady Shaka, Miss Shakaya, is constantly based overseas, and I rarely, maybe like... one, two times a year I get to come and see her or hang out or do a gig together. And was it last week or the week before that we were booked in Sydney to do a back-to-back?
Yeah, and that was fire. Like,
it was fucking
we
awesome.
We explored down. No, like,
we really ate that set. So perhaps we'll do one over the summer. That would be really
100%.
Fun.
Yeah. Let's give in the reunion.
Exactly. But yeah, obviously you would have been living under a rock if you've just been existing in this country and not heard about... the icon, the legend that is Lady Shaka. I'll read this beautiful little thing here because just in case you weren't aware. Let me just give you a quick one-liner. Lady Shaka is an artist whose rich heritage encompasses Samoan, Tokelauan, Maohi, Tahitian, Maori and Cape Verdean roots. Miss Lady Shaka is an established trailblazer with a sonic selection that represents both her queer identity and her connection to the Moana and the diasporas she belongs to. Within the last 12 months, you've debuted shows at Pitch Music Festival, All Points East, alongside Ray, Tyler, FKA Twigs, Body Movements, Rinse FM, Lollapalooza, Berlin Warehouse Project, Glastonbury. You've supported Kehlani on tour. You've graced the cover of Mix Mag, ANZ, and you also programmed a stage at Glastonbury, didn't you? That was all this year. What is that all this year? That is crazy. You're freaking busy. So how lucky we are to have you in here.
You are cracking me up, Sissy. She said, let me read the bio.
Yeah. Well, just in case you weren't aware, I think it's important that everyone, you know, like knows who the people are in this country that are like, you know, doing amazing mahi and
thank you, sis.
Obviously, big fan. How are you? You must be exhausted.
I am tired. Je suis fatiguée. She's nyenge.
Je suis fatiguée.
But actually, every time I come home, this is like my place to like actually rest.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's nice to be back and to just like go for a cocoa, go for a swim, go for a feed, go to Toby's and get like raw fish, you know. Like,
yum, shout outs Toby's.
Shout outs. But like, yeah, it's nice to be back. I go back on tour this weekend. And I don't know if I'm mentally prepared to be back in Australia.
Oh, you're going back again. To Australia. What are you doing over there?
I'm doing a show in Tantania, so Adelaide. And then I'm playing Strawberry Fields Festival.
Oh,
and then I'm going to be in like Nam for a week. And then I've got my own show.
Oh, I'll be in Nam too, period.
Oh, period. What are you going there for?
I'm going. We're having a catch up on the radio. I'm going. I'm playing tomorrow at Nampo.
Oh, you bet. Oh, I'm going to wait. I'm going to come to that.
Yeah, someone was like, we have to secretly get Lady Shaka to do a set.
Yeah. Like, shout outs to Atarangi.
Yeah. Shout outs Nam, period. And the reason you are in the studio today, other than just to chin wag with me, because that's all we do, you have a new single coming out.
I do indeed.
What the bloody hell is that all about then?
So I have a new track coming out next Friday, but we're going to have a little sneak peek of it today.
Yeah.
The track is called Good Times, and it is featuring Ruby Doo, the one, the only.
Duh.
Bad girl, Samoan Jamaican artist.
Yeah.
Who's been in the scene for music, like hip hop and reggae, since time before, you know.
The bassline queen.
The bassline queen.
Shout out to West Auckland.
And if you've ever been to Splore and managed to be up at 3 in the morning, you'll hear her rapping down at the lucky star.
She knows how to steal a mic. That's
exactly.
The one thing about Miss Ruby Doo. That's so cool that you made a song together.
Yeah, it was really exciting. Like, I originally made like an instrumental track based off like a Sukus guitar riff that I found, and then I just made this whole instrumental and then put like a placement vocal in, and I was like, this has to be Ruby Doo. And I played it to Jess, and Jess was like, yeah, that track's for her. This is Jess B we're talking about. sorry. But yeah, I got Auntie on the track, and I was like, you know, for me, this track, it speaks to like the like African diasporic and then Pacific diasporic sounds and how they merge together and how we can create a new sound. But it's also just a celebration of that, of like Black Moana. So yeah, you'll hear like patea rhythms in there. You'll hear Ruby Doo speaking in Samoan and in Jamaican patois. So it's giving soca. It's giving soca meets a little bit of DJ Noise vibes. So like, yeah.
Stunning. I can't wait to listen to it. When did you guys make it?
So we actually recorded this track, I think, when I just literally the week before I left to go back to London. So like, I think it was April or March, we quickly recorded it. I made the track about a year before.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I got her vocals, and then I just like have been working on it since and like putting it together. And well, I was like, you know what? Let's just wait till the Aotearoa summer to drop it, you know?
Yeah.
Let's not rush it.
No, rushing things sometimes ain't the one. But I'm really glad you guys made this. It was only a matter of time before you made a little track together. When was the last time you had a good time? Now that we're on
you
topic.
Know what? I had a great time last night watching you DJ.
Thank you.
That was absolute fire. She finished on that song, It's a Pity. Oh, you better get out of here. You know what's funny is that I would never talk like this on a normal interview, but because it's with you, I'm like,
that's
it's
why
just
I'm
the catch
up here. It's just giving yaps and yarns. Well, I'm going to play the song now. And if you just tuned in, this is the Rapare Drive Show with Half Queen, and I'm talking to the one and only Lady Shaka, who has a brand new single coming out next Friday called Good Times, featuring Ruby Doo, who is the legend of Groyland, legend of West Auckland, the bassline queen. Steal your mic, steal your man, everything, all of that, period. I'm really excited to listen to it. So shall we listen to it together?
Let's go.
Let's go. And maybe Shaka, maybe Shaka might jump on the decks after and give us a little mix down. Hey.
Period.
Hey. Nah. Here it is. 95 BFM exclusive. Jeez. Turn this shit up. Thank you.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.